AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The man who recorded a white South Carolina police officer shooting a black man says he fears for his own safety since he was identified as the person who videotaped what happened. Faden Santana was on NBC's Today program.
I say lives change a matter of seconds, you know, to people, and never thought this would happen, you know. That would be a witness.
Meanwhile, his lawyer says Santana never saw the officers perform CPR or other life-saving measures on Walter Scott after the shooting. President Obama is in Jamaica, where he's meeting with officials and has other events planned. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports Obama is stopping in Jamaica on the way to the Summit of the Americas in Panama.
The stopover includes meetings with Jamaican leaders and the 15-nation Caribbean community, plus a town hall with Caribbean youth. Then it's on to the once every 3 years Americas Summit for talk on trade, immigration, and drugs. This is also the first summit to include Cuba, so it'll mean Obama's first face-to-face meeting with Raul Castro since last December's move to reopen ties.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says North Korea's latest missile tests are concerning.
It's a reminder of how dangerous things are on the Korean Peninsula.
He spoke at Yokota Air Base in Japan. Mortgage rates are on the decline as the spring home buying season gets underway. Mortgage giant Freddie Mac says the national average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage slipped to 3.66% this week from 3.70 last week. The average rate for a 15-year mortgage fell to 2.93 from 2.98% last week. A year ago, the average 30-year mortgage rate was 4.34%. This is AP Radio News. According to a Baltimore police detective testifying at a carjacking trial, the department used secret cell phone surveillance equipment thousands of times and withheld that evidence from criminal trials. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
Details were revealed about cell phone surveillance devices, which the Obama administration once kept secret. Baltimore detective Emmanuel Cabreja testified his department deployed a device called Hailstorm and similar technology about 4,300 times since 2007. According to a document obtained by the Associated Press, Baltimore police are under orders from the U.S. government to withhold information about the surveillance technology. Officers are encouraged to seek dismissals of cases rather than reveal the program. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, all major indexes are down slightly. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.